Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Next with the Louisville Improvisers.
Hey guys, you know what, guys?
That car is so hot.
Look, either fix the AC or I'm never getting in your car again.
Okay. Well, okay, I told you that I'm waiting for Freddie to get to my car.
All right, well, Freddie.
Who's Freddie?
Freddie's my mechanic.
Oh, back at the manor?
Yeah.
Wait, I thought we fired Freddie.
You did. Then I hired Freddie.
Oh, for your personal?
Yeah, he's on a personal services contract.
All right, whatever. That's fine. I'm as high as shit. Hey, let's just...
You're looking a little windblown from the windows being down.
I know. I feel horrible. But look, hey.
You don't look... I don't feel horrible. You look good.
Well, no, thank you. I know. I feel horrible. I'm glad I look good because I don't feel good. But thank you, Brian. I appreciate
it. Do you need a Tums? I think you've got some in the fanny pack.
Yeah, let me open up the fanny pack. What the hell am I still doing with this cactus?
I thought you were going to give it to Damaris.
Yeah, okay.
She's going to make a soup.
She's going to make a cactus soup for us. But you know what? Hey, guys. I'm sure. Look, I know they're not open yet, but look, we're right by the barge.
Why have you brought us here? Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm saying let's. We're at the barge town.
Our home.
You want to get a drink?
Well, yeah, I want something.
Okay.
I mean, I'm.
Ring the doorbell.
I'm parched. I'm famished. All right. It's ring the doorbell.
Pull it. It's on a rope.
Oh, there it is. Well, here. Yeah. Okay, there it is. It's up on it. Let me stand on the bench. There we go. Yeah.
Don't fall off.
Are they open?
They're not open yet, but you know, Doug loves us, man. We do shows here every month.
We do bring it in.
No, hey, fucking A, man.
Brian, knock on the glass. Yeah, I thought I saw him in the back.
I think he's in the kitchen. I don't know if he can hear us. Knock harder.
Right, he sees us.
Doug.
Hello there.
Oh, hey, there you are. How are Doug? You? Why am I? As I live and breathe, it's Doug Shuddy.
That is a fine cactus you've brought here with you today.
Well, it's a housewarming gift. Sorry, it's been a few years, but...
Yeah, enjoy it.
The cactus from Louisville Improvisers to you.
Well, thank you. Why don't you all come on inside? I don't react well to sunlight.
Oh, it's nice.
Thank you, Doug. Yeah. Well, yeah, we're not...
Yeah, I don't think that I've ever seen you in the light.
I'm much better in the dark. I hold up weather.
That's what I heard.
Yes.
Well, okay. Yeah, one of us has to say.
Hey, I got to hit the head.
You're going to hit?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
All right. We're not just going to stand here in the parlor, are we?
No. Hey, but Doug, every time we come here, man, we're doing shows or we're eating and we're drinking and just hanging out. Would you mind giving us a tour?
Sure. Why not? Which part would you like to start in?
Well,
honestly, the behind the velvet ropes.
Yeah, this is it. Because I know there's stuff that other people don't get to see.
Right.
We think we're close, and we want to see behind the scenes. What would the average person not see at the barge town?
Well, you can walk downstairs into what we call the Hobbit.
Oh.
Yes, a lot of magic in the Hobbit.
This is what I'm talking about.
It's usually the door people try to go in to go to the restrooms, and they open the door and see
where
the
Alec
steps.
Where Alec just went?
Yes, I think so.
Hey, guys, I was looking for the bathroom.
Yeah, no, wrong door. Anyway, Doug's going to give us a quick tour.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, can you hold it?
Yeah, I can hold it.
Okay. Yeah,
can I borrow your cup?
What?
Can I borrow a cup?
Yeah. Well, thanks. Here, I have a... Anybody else need a urine sample cup?
No.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Thanks. Go ahead, Doug.
Oh, sure. The Hobbit, called so because if you've ever walked down the side of the building and see the door that's about half the size of your average door, that is the Hobbit Hole door. And that leads into our beer storage and food storage and other creepy, creepy elements of our old-timey basement.
Oh, yeah? That sounds pretty cool, though, man.
It's an adventure. Most of the people who actually work for me refuse to go down there after 10 p.m.
Wait, is it haunted?
The building is.
Oh, yeah?
Is it really?
The building is haunted. I have a ghost up on the second floor with me.
Wow. Yeah.
Can we meet him?
It's a she, actually.
Okay. Oh, can we totally meet her?
That's I think you can.
Yeah.
She doesn't seem to like new people very much, but hopefully you'll be different because you all are special.
Okay, so you need to be there for a while for her to warm up to you?
Yeah. She, when we first got into the Bardstown, this is a little known story.
This is awesome. We love this shit.
The day that the food arrived for the first time, so we've been working on the building, and little things had happened, you know, here and there. But the first day that the food arrived, the power went out to the building, and then continued to do that twice a day for the next week. And every night, the moment we were the busiest for the first 3 days we were open, the power to the building went out. And LG&E couldn't explain it. And
how long would it go out?
At least 30 minutes.
Really? Yeah. That long?
Yeah.
And then it just come back on?
And then it would eventually come back to life.
So she's chewing through wires or something?
I don't know what was happening, but she was not happy that because it had been vacant, I think, for almost 2 years before we were up and running. And I think she enjoyed it more that way. I do talk to her quite often.
Yeah. I mean, does she have a name?
I don't know the name. She doesn't really talk back.
Do you know her provenance?
No.
Nothing about her?
All I know is I've never been one to think about all that.
From Canada?
Everyone else that has come in from like one of the old places, you know, where they owned it before or they worked there, the first thing they ask about is the ghost. And this is all, you know, independent of one another, so.
Well, so it's not, you don't know what the deal is, like if it's one of those things where, there was a, a maiden.
Right.
Chris, you want your cup back?
Yeah, geez, man.
It sounded really loose.
Yeah, I mean.
Try a Kegel once in a while.
No, first of all, Alec, I said a urine sample.
I know, but I couldn't hold it in.
Okay, well, don't
hear
me.
He was talking about scared. He got scared.
Go, go, go.
Where's the cap?
Jesus.
Let me get that on. Go on. Give him the Sharpie to date it. We'll add it to the others.
Right. I've got the specimen room.
Well,
okay, yeah.
So anyway, back to that. Sorry about that.
Well, so
I love that stuff.
Are you going to use this paper towel?
Oh, by all means.
Thanks.
So even the previous owners, they know there was a ghost, but they don't know like a story of some.
What's the history of the building?
Yeah.
Prior to the last thing that I've ever heard from, it used to when I guess it was a drugstore or something on the first floor. And the second floor was actually apartments that they rented out to Bellarmine students, like in the 40s and 50s.
Oh, cool.
Or I guess not.
No,
50s and 60s. Yeah. And some of those folks have come in. And the only thing that I've ever heard from them is that at one point, police came there and found the St. Francis statue from Bellarmine and a live horse on the second floor.
College kids.
In one of the apartments upstairs?
Yeah.
Chris, were you?
Live horse. That's a different story.
Yeah, live horse.
Yeah, right. Okay,
that's not his thing.
No. I mean, no.
There's a ghost in my place.
Is there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know if I can coin a phrase, the provenance?
Yeah.
Provenance.
Apparently, some point, this is on St. Catherine, a girl was hit by a carriage and carried into the nearest house, which happened to be the John Huffman house.
Oh, yeah.
And died in the living room.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. They had ghost hunters in and everything. They had with their audio.
So what was it, like 1880s? 1890s?
I think early 1900s.
Oh, 1900s.
Uh-huh. I saw something once.
About the... What did you see?
I saw a girl sitting on my bed.
Did you really?
Yeah, it had to be a ghost.
Yeah, I knew it. Well, there's nothing alive.
Oh, we know that was a fucking dream. Jeez.
She didn't have red hair, did she?
Not. Okay.
Okay. Now we've wandered into the nightmare territory. Yes. Nice, dude. Real fucking nice.
Do you have any more cups?
What's wrong?
I don't know.
Look. Just go out in the back.
Okay, I'll be back in a minute. I gotta go.
Doug's got a hose, okay? Yeah.
Go out through the magical hobbit hole.
Go to the hobbit hole, yeah.
There's a lot of history here. You feel it when you come in.
Well, I love it here. And you know, I was here before. I think it was two places ago. Well, it was a Mexican place.
Mm-hmm.
Was
Baja
that two?
Bay
that
was 2 ago.
That
yeah.
Was that two ago?
It was Big Dave's and then Baja Bay and then Judge Roy Beans and then Fat Cats.
No, you're going backwards.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, Fat Cats was the longest.
Yeah.
Because Baja Bay was in the early 91.
Yeah.
Right.
Right after the Roy Beans, I guess.
Right.
So it was after Roy Beans. But yeah, because when I was there, it was because it was before we lived here and we were visiting, and they took us to whatever the Mexican place was.
Oh.
And then it was something that, what was it? Some kind of fucking
tiki-ish bar.
Yeah, some tiki.
There was a lot of like planks on the wall and things like that when we got in there.
But I must say, and I can't imagine the amount of hard work, but just how nice you guys fixed the place up. I mean, how long did it take you?
I got the building Derby Day of that year. We opened July 23rd, so a couple months of all of that, and then obviously just staying inside for 4 years now.
Right.
Which is okay, you know, day drunk, drugs, all these things get you through the day.
Yeah,
obviously.
Exactly. What do you need to do?
What do you need outside for?
No, Chris didn't go outside for most of the 80s. Right?
No. Late 70s to early mid 80s, I didn't see. I missed everything.
Part of it was because of that ankle thing you had to wear.
Right. And well, and in those days, they were a lot more cumbersome.
Yeah, we've come a long way, baby.
I mean,
I can't even see the one.
No. Home incarceration has come a long way.
That's why one of his legs is bigger than the other.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that was from biking.
It was an actual ball and chain.
Right.
But those days are, I don't, you know, hey, you guys. I mean, I don't do that stuff anymore.
So what was Brian, no, I'm not. You're Brian.
Brian, that's, our host is Doug.
Yes. Doug, what was this, theater before it was before you turned it into a theater?
Oh, yeah.
What was the space?
Yeah.
I was up there once.
Yeah, it was
like a storeroom or something.
Sort of. I guess at one point it was an apartment. I think they sort of had a party room up there. I'm not sure what exactly they did with it. It was just an unused room.
Well, you were up there, Chris?
Chris, why?
Squatting?
Yeah.
he heard something about what he thought was whores. They were talking about horses.
He said it was a horror story, and I thought he said it was a horror story, and I said, one, please. No.
Oh, you were cutting back?
Well, yeah.
We did find it a little odd the first day that we came into the building
and
to find
there.
Chris sitting up in the theater space.
Okay. All right. First of all, you got a problem with that? Lock your windows. Okay. No. The actual true story was... we did a Narcotics Farmer show in the lounge and then we wanted to rehearse because those guys came up from Nashville, and I said, hey Doug, you got an extra space we could use to just sort of warm up before the show, and we went upstairs, and it was way pre-theater, and it was there was like paint cans and shit, and I mean, you could sort of imagine what it looks like, but they did so much work.
It took about a year to open the theater after the, I guess it was, just under a year.
And then, you know, the city was kind of sticking it to you.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
They do that, don't they?
They do. I guess because they can.
Well, you know, because you're a white male. And they're going to make it harder for you.
They don't seem to, they don't seem to favor a lot of that stuff, but it's all past now. It actually worked out well. I think if we had that open at the very beginning, I would have lost my mind more than I already did.
Yeah.
Well, because it would have been just another thing to worry about. Yeah. Well, how long has it been now?
It'll be 4 years this July.
Jesus. Wow.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Sometimes it's like, wow, I can't believe that. And sometimes I feel like I've wasted 20 years. A lot of gray.
So what do you got coming up on your season this year?
Well, we're just finishing up one now called Drinking Perfume, kind of a Neil Simon-like comedy, and it's paired with...
And you found that, because I see that, you know, I go on this that Playwrights website, because I'm getting stuff for Walden, and I see that you guys have open submission, too. So you got that from that?
That was through open submissions. Yeah. Lindsay Price, that playwright, actually, I know her and a couple other playwrights, like Nancy Gall Clayton, have actually sort of known her and... You know, through the interwebs,
right?
But it was neat to get that, and it's a nice it's the cleanest thing we've ever done, and and to be perfectly blunt, it's the cleanest thing we'll ever do.
Right.
I don't imagine doing that
it
again.
It really is pretty clean.
As clean as could be, which is funny because the 10 p.m. show that's kind of running and ramp with it is running, I guess, consecutively with it, is Renan Hirschberg's one-man show.
Which
opened
is last night.
Yeah.
Oh,
which
yeah,
is
right on,
not...
Yeah.
You know,
not clean.
Clean.
No, no, I know.
Well,
yeah.
The,
we know Ron.
The title gives it away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we're trying to watch our language.
language?
No, we've known Ryan shit since he was in fucking high school.
Yeah.
There, you just shattered everything we'd been building toward.
I know. There it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there goes our fucking
put
hat.
A quarter in the...
in the... Yeah, okay.
That explicit tag gets to stay another week.
Yeah. Right. Well, and you know, I think that's a... And I think, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you're trying to strike a balance between family and reprobates.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, you know, and I'm assuming Ronan has an audience. And
yes.
And
if he does, I assume that most of them are reprobates.
Oh.
Based on my personal history with him. So I can't imagine.
Try to get there.
Well, yeah, so what else you got? What else you got
coming up? And so obviously we have some guest productions in. I forget the name of their company. Neil Brewer is kind of the force behind
it. I don't know that they have a name. It's not The Alley. It's
some – he's gave
Bug.
It some title. They're doing Tracy Letts' Bug. Which will be coming up. And then we have Donald Margulies' play coming up in July,
which one?
August.
The
Collected Stories.
Collected Stories.
Which has Carol Dines,
yeah.
You know, Carol, and Lene Price, which will be great. Then we have our 10-minute festival, the Tentucky Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And then I actually opened a new play of my own in November.
Excellent.
Which is really awesome, considering I haven't finished it.
Right. But, well, you know, why not? I mean, I got a show opening in November, too.
The way we perform all the time.
We never finish ours yet.
We never have an ending when we start out.
I had something, and I thought, it's just not what I want it to be. So I kind of scrapped it and started over. Why not?
That's the joy of it. You know, did you pull some people together and read it, what you had? And maybe
no, it just it wasn't right.
You haven't even done it?
It wasn't quite as ridiculous as I like things to be that come from my...
Well, you don't want to force ridiculousness.
No.
No, you want
it
to be
there. It has to be
ridiculous.
There, yeah.
Then it's just sad.
Right.
I'm looking forward to that. Well, now, let me ask you this, Doug, because I mean, I think you open a place like the Bardstown because you want to produce and do your own works. And you know, the theater is, I don't know, is that the most critical component of the whole operation for you? Or
What's funny is I think they're all pretty critical. But, yeah, I think the theater aspect of it, well, the performance aspect of it, I think is the most important thing for just the idea of the place.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've said this before, there was an article somebody did, and then that whole next week, I remember people kept asking me, I hear you're opening a second restaurant.
Wow.
No. I enjoy cooking. I enjoy all of that, but I can't imagine opening a restaurant that just did that.
That's all.
Yeah.
It would.
Well, then it's work.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right. Well, I think we all agree. Louisville needs a place like the Bardstown. We're really glad we have the Bardstown.
Well, Chris, when he had opened a restaurant of his own.
Yeah, okay.
You want to talk about that a
little
bit?
Well, yeah, I can talk about it a little bit.
Now.
Trust me. Oh, yeah, well, okay, that's fine. It was a faux restaurant.
Right.
Not P-H-O.
No, F-A-U-X.
Yeah.
Artificial?
Yeah,
it was.
It was all artificial food. It didn't catch on, and I thought it was fantastic.
Thank you. I thought it was hilarious. You don't gain weight, no fat, you know, and
no food cost, plus your initial cost. You
but, and here was the...
That was the problem.
Here's where some people objected. I still charged them.
Right.
For the meal.
For the
ambiance.
And Chris, and that maroon tux you had when you would go around to the tables, I thought that was fabulous.
Oh, and then people objected when I did it before they ordered, quote unquote ordered, and I take drink orders, and I mean, I did everything. I was a cook. I was a host.
Yeah.
I was a maitre d'. I was a piano player.
I was your first customer.
Lounge singer, yeah.
Oh, I accompanied myself.
You did.
Well, thank you, Ryan.
I remember.
Well, yeah, thank you, dude. Yeah. I mean, you were actually an early customer. Ryan was always sitting at the corner of the bar, and
sort of like he does at the Bardstown now.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, you're kind of a
Chris, you're there, right there with me most of the time.
A lot of times when I'm there with Brian because, you know, I mean, I think this is the thing about the Bardstown. When I get there, I never want to leave. Ever.
I know the feeling.
Well, yeah.
4 years and running.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess that's the deal, man. So you live at the Bardstown, literally and figuratively.
I literally live there, yeah.
How do you like that?
Well, it's nice if you like to drink, so it's nice.
Yeah.
Having just walk up a flight of stairs. The having my own personal bathroom be part of the green room restroom facilities gets a little old.
And we apologize for that.
Alex, you just something you want to say to Doug?
I'll make sure that I don't touch your magazines anymore.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. I just find it weird that whenever Alec uses the restroom up there, he still goes in a cup.
Yeah.
I don't.
Habit.
With a working toilet.
I mean, he's been drug tested his whole life, so he's just used to it.
There you go. That really. Flonase is working.
Yeah, you know, it's a little more consistent. Yeah, good. But it makes it kind of hard to relax in your own home, doesn't it?
A little bit. There's not enough time to really relax.
Anyway,
that's where day drinking comes in.
Okay. Yeah. I think we've all been there. What?
You're there now, man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Fuck, man.
When's our next show at the Bardstown?
We're
taking a little sabbatical.
We are. We're taking our next show is September. Which is 2 months.
Yeah.
Well, we have a private show in August, and then we might try to squeeze something else in August. But everybody's doing so. Alex out of town. Alex going to L.A. You're going to Idlewild, and you're doing your Shakespeare.
That's right. Yeah.
And then I'm going to be doing Shakespeare after that in middle of August, in Kentucky Shakespeare Theater in the Park, and then the girl is, I don't know, she's in 12 bands and four Vietnamese American social clubs.
And she just got elected president of one.
Did she?
Yeah.
Well, it's about time because, I mean,
I
kept telling her, like, look, honey, I can only vote once.
Right.
Okay.
What do you want to see happen next in the space, ideally?
Yeah. And I think he's saying more Louisville Improvisers, but I'm not really
right.
Sure.
Right. Well, I'm sorry. We've talked so much about having a dancing pole installed that the first time that gets asked,
dancing pole.
Yes,
not
classy.
What Chris has been using.
Yeah,
he brings his own.
Chris just hanging from a beam is a different app.
Mr. Winkowski.
Well, first of all, I would appreciate it just for OSHA. And I'm not blaming you, but my knees still hurt. I think you need an official, official stripper-sanctioned pole.
Right.
There are specs.
Let me just look. Yeah, hold on.
You have them in there?
I do.
Yeah, he's got them in the fanny
pack.
He's
drawn some things up.
Remember,
you've got some plans?
I do have the plans. Well, remember, we were going to install one at the manor.
Right.
And then so I still have the plans.
Yeah, but that was that whole asbestos issue.
Right. And, thank God we finally got that cleared up.
Yeah.
But
it took so much money, so.
Well, yeah.
You didn't run into any asbestos, did you?
No.
Thank God.
No.
Because then it gets really expensive really quick.
Well, we found that out the hard way. Yeah. And we had to shut down the whole, West Wing?
Part of the South Wing.
For a while, we were bringing it in.
Well, yeah, we didn't know. We thought it was insulation.
Right.
it's inexpensive.
I mean,
we got it away.
Yeah.
I know.
And it sounds so good.
Yeah.
It's asbestos.
Right. It's like the eighth planet.
And absolutely. And, that was one of our early improv group names, too.
Yeah. Asbestos?
Yeah, the Asbestos Social Club.
Right. I remember that group.
Yeah. People would just wheeze instead of laugh.
A lot of tears.
A lot of tears of joy.
Well, we were doing some serious stuff, too.
Well, that was it. And I think, just And I know Brian asked you what you're doing in the future, and I think we can just sort of put this out there. We're working on a bunch of stuff. And I think the Bardstown would be a fantastic place to do that. You know, we've got our
Swan Lake, right?
We're having this discussion now?
Well, you know what? It's like all of a sudden I got halfway in there and I went, shit, I guess we're having it. We're all big ballet fans.
Mm-hmm.
Not just fans.
I think you're undercutting us by just saying.
Right.
We're active dancers.
Aficionados.
No, we're active ballet participants.
Mm-hmm.
And we love it. And it's kind of we And I think if you've seen any of our shows, that we incorporate ballet into everything we do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, movement is essential to what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's okay. It's good to say it.
Anyway, here's the thing. I mean, it's just us, right? I mean, there's nobody else here.
No, it isn't.
Just us, the ghost.
Just the ghost. Yeah.
Just the ghost.
But right. Apparently, she's not talking.
Yeah,
so
she doesn't talk back. So that's cool. So we're actually gonna we want to do our ballet. We want to do Swan Lake. And I think we all agree we want to do it at Bardstown.
Yeah, nowhere else.
Well, I think that's ideal.
Pending stripper pole.
Well, and that's...
That's our version.
And that's kind of sort of where the pole comes in.
Right.
It's an adult Swan Lake.
We're losing the tutus.
Right.
Well,
gradually.
You'll see him leave.
And not for free.
I mean, it's part of the story, but they get cut out real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, they're history. Because, I mean, they're not essential to the story we're trying to tell,
mm-hmm.
which is really about the swan, but primarily about the lake.
I saw some burlesque at the Bardstown.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
There's been quite a bit.
You can see any number of things at the Bardstown.
What, the Bardstown?
That's the great thing about the venue, is that there's all sorts of stuff happening all the time. From clean shows to...
Us.
Burlesque.
Mm-hmm.
To burlesque.
Mm-hmm.
To us.
Has there been actual, other than improv nudity, actual nudity?
The first time will be in the Tracy Letts play, The Bug.
Oh.
I saw that show.
I believe there's male and female nudity.
Yeah,
a little something for everybody.
That's the end of, at the end of Act One, and then at Act Two. No, when they throw it up. Act Two, too.
That'll be the first time.
You know that play?
I have, vaguely.
You ought to read it just because of the props.
Yeah.
The prop list and what they got to do on the set at the end of it. Because, you know.
There's a lot of aluminum foil in there.
There's a ton of aluminum foil. There's a ton of props. And then they pour gasoline over each other.
Right.
All over the stage and everywhere.
We've done that.
I just remember at the end, watching it in New York at the end of Act One and then watching them set up for Act Two going, oh my God, I'd hate to be on the prop crew for this show.
Okay, first of all, Tracy Letts.
Tracy mm-hmm. Letts, yeah. The actor and
no, Tracy Letts used to do improv.
Yes,
yeah, that
in
Tracy
Chicago.
Letts. In Chicago, uh-huh. Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Did he write about that?
He was married to your sister. Remember?
Jeez, no wonder I forgot.
Yeah.
He disappeared.
Yeah, and then Bug was about his improv. With
Nothing
your
to
sister.
Do with your sister.
No, it was all about his sister, Brian.
Well, I'm trying to be delicate.
Well,
okay,
why?
I appreciate. Oh yeah. Okay, I know that guy.
Yeah.
Fucking hack.
Big tall guy.
Yeah.
Gray hair.
Yeah,
glasses.
Gray hair. Yeah. Comes across nice at
nice.
First.
Nice.
Yeah. He's, I think the word was ingratiating.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then quickly.
It goes for the throat.
Goes for the throat.
Like
the
all Chicago actors.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we have a lot of good friends up there, but I'm telling you, man, it's not a town for the weak.
No.
So, okay. Well, that's good. Well, I probably should see the show now.
It's a good show. They're working hard on it. They're working hard on
Who's
it.
Are
it's
they?
Our friend Victoria.
Oh, Victoria's
Oh, Victoria
Robinson.
Rival?
Yeah.
She's
know Joey
in it?
Yeah. Arena is directing
He's
it.
He's directing.
I'm trying to think of who else is.
Who's in it? Who's playing the guy?
I think Chris Petty.
Playing the Michael.
I mean, it's the other guy.
The Michael Shannon role.
No, yes.
Then there's the doctor.
It's Craig. What's his name? Brewer?
So,
Brewer? Neil Brewer.
Neil Brewer.
Neil Brewer.
From Brewer and Shipley?
Yeah.
Okay, the songwriter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
He's an actor now.
Oh, mm-hmm. Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. This guy.
He doesn't have to.
I thought you were more plugged in than
you
would be.
I know.
Oh, I've got to be. No,
come
no,
on, man.
Deal, man. I got to
stay
be
with us.
No,
in the
no,
Mexican
here's...
place anymore. Come on.
No, Brian, I'm mainly focused on Swan Lake. I mean, I think that's why I'm.
Well, fair point.
I'm in on it. You know what, dude? This is the first time. You know, this is the first time I've been out of the manor in weeks.
I know.
I just feel like
he's been on point.
You're right.
You know, he's a brutal taskmaster in rehearsal.
I can believe.
Yeah.
Balanchine had nothing on him.
Well, he didn't.
No. He tried to.
He did.
Well, there were those pictures.
Well, yeah, I mean, look. I mean, did I ever tell you about the dinner party I went to with Bob Fosse?
Yeah. George Balanchine.
George Balanchine.
And Ed Koch, right?
Koch wasn't there yet. And, oh, shit, what the hell was her name? Jenna Rollins.
Jenna Rollins, right. Yeah. Was she with Peter at the time?
No.
Or what's his name?
Well, no, he showed up with Koch. I don't know what the fuck they were doing.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, they shared a cab.
All right.
Yeah, and it was New York.
Yeah, back in the 50s.
Yeah, and I just...
50s?
Well, I met him in the 50s.
Okay.
The party didn't take place in the 50s. We all went back to, you know, the Actors Studio in New York, and then we all went to party, and we were all in each other's pockets at that point. You know, and then Balanchine, I got to tell you, man, he was a... I created most of the stuff that he gets credit for. I mean, he was a nice guy, but he was a leech.
And not very talented.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a cipher. Yeah, I mean, you know what?
Russians all are.
I don't think I'm telling...
Nothing out of school. No.
Thank you.
No, they're all dead anyway.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't want to speak ill of the dead, but you know what I mean?
It's the truth, man.
He was a cipher.
Mm-hmm.
And,
a cipher?
Yeah. He was.
That means you couldn't figure him out.
Siphon. Well, he was a siphon. Well, he was sort of an empty vessel, kind of. He sucked the lifeblood.
Oh,
he did. Okay. At Studio 54, he used to do that.
Well, yeah.
Did I tell you about the time I saw the Weather Girls at Studio 54?
I'm not sure Doug's heard the story.
Well,
please tell.
I was there on. It was a gay night that I was there.
Any Naturally. Night you're there is a gay night.
And I'm dancing on the floor, you know, doing my poppers things with all my boys, right? And I look up.
You're doing poppers?
Popper. Well, the clown?
And Popper was doing me at that time.
Well, Popper did everybody. But go ahead, Alex.
I love theater people. It's good to be with you all here.
The stories.
Yeah, and so I look up, and there it is. And I don't know if it was the poppers or me, but there comes from the far end of the dance, above the dance floor, these two enormously large black women that were up on this rafter thing, moving right across the stage, singing It's Raining Men.
That's a moment, my
friend. It was a moment. And they weren't called the Weather Girls then, though.
They were just called?
No, they were called Two Tons of Fun.
Oh, yeah, Two Tons of Fun.
Yeah, that was their original name.
Yeah, I remember.
It was
that.
A seminal moment in my life.
Well, and I remember them from San Francisco.
You want to get that?
I think Doug's getting a fax.
How about that?
I have never seen a fax machine that's portable like that.
Yeah. Well,
you're this important.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where do you stick the roll of paper?
Oh, it goes around back.
Can I borrow some of that?
Well, just Two Tons of Fun. I remember them from. They used to sing with Sylvester in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
I remember them from San Francisco, which is a whole other story.
Which we've heard.
Well, right, and I'm. Well, now you just pissed because I didn't. I'm
not pissed.
Memoirs. Your memoirs. Are
it's
they coming along?
You gotta say something.
Are they coming along?
They are. They are. Because
this is gold. This is good stuff.
I'm halfway through the second chapter.
I would hate that, God forbid, to lose you before this is all down.
Hey, don't Moss Hart us.
I'm doing good. You know what? I've stopped eating red meat.
Okay, good.
I don't smoke.
Right.
Stop drinking.
But you're still...
Just say it.
Do I have to?
Well, apparently.
I gotta go. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah. Why don't you go find the Hobbit? What's up with him?
Bowels. I don't know.
Okay.
He's nervous. He's going to summer camp.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
He's taking off for summer camp.
Away. Yeah. He's going to the Louisville Improvisers Arts Academy in California. Right. He runs it. I mean, that is a lot of pressure. Probably not as much pressure as running the Bardstown, but...
Not even close.
Well, I mean, you got two fucking jobs. You got White House. You got the Barge Town.
In some order or other.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, because
they're not really doing anything.
No. And both of them are spying on you.
Right.
But you don't spy on people, do you, Doug?
No. Mondays and Tuesdays, some, but Wednesday through Sunday, I try to not spy so much.
How many employees do you have?
Oh gosh, I don't know. Let's see. Maybe about eight. It's not a very
large staff.
Then,
huh?
Yeah, probably so. There's two others down in the kitchen. So probably eight or nine.
And then Scott Atkinson,
right,
is your partner, right?
That is correct.
And
hell of an actor.
Yes.
And an actor. He was just in the show, which unfortunately I missed.
Yeah, he's still upset with you about that.
It's a timing issue.
Mm-hmm.
It was for me. I mean, I had the Paducah Symphony that weekend.
And, of course, planning for Swan Lake.
And yeah. I'm not lying to you people. I got my memoirs. I got Swan Lake coming up at the end of the year. And I just got – did I tell you guys? I just got commissioned. One of my symphonic works got commissioned by Boys Town in Nebraska. So
we got to go out there again.
Wait, you know what?
I'm being presumptuous. There's really no reason for us to go.
There is, because what they don't know is there's going to be some Swan Lake involved. It's kind of an out-of-town run for us. It's going to be a dry run. Remember how like you used to take shows out of town?
Yeah, it was open in Boston.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to open it Boys Town.
Yeah.
So if you just like going home for Alec.
Oh, I'm back.
Oh,
there he is. We were just talking about
you.
This is nice in here. No customers yet.
Yeah.
When do you open the doors officially to the public?
5 o'clock.
Really?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Does Scott ever show up?
Oh yeah, he's around.
He is
from time to time.
Okay.
Yeah.
From time to time. He's not around a whole lot.
You never know.
He doesn't work too many hours.
he works. He works quite a bit.
He's there every time I'm there, and I'm there every time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's just
I'm there every time. Well, that's the only
sometimes
time
you're
matters,
there,
right?
But you're really not.
That is true. Now, let me just ask you kind of a personal question. You guys going to be around for a while? Because you guys perform a huge function to the Louisville community.
I think a lot of that has to do with whether or not I actually get to take my vacation this August.
Yeah.
It's the fourth one I've planned. I'm 0-3 so far.
Oh, no.
I think if I get a week's vacation away in August, I think I'll be re-energized and supercharged and ready to go. Because there really is a lot of stuff that we haven't done yet that we'd like to do. I have been wanting to do a live, and I guess it would improvise, pseudo-scripted improvised, a live version of Match Game.
Who gets to be Gene Rayburn? I'm thinking Chris Anger.
He's much more.
He looks really good holding,
a
15
like
inch
Jack
mic.
Klugman's wife.
Where's
Brett? Yeah, Brett Summers.
Fanny Flag.
Fanny Flag.
Hey, I would fucking do her today. Brett Summers.
Well, all right.
It didn't come up, but I brought it up.
Brett Summers.
No. Fanny Flag.
Oh, yeah,
Fanny
okay.
Flag.
Well, I would do Fanny Flag, and I could play Brett Summers.
Yeah.
Let's just clarify that.
Right.
Okay? And Alec is going to – you got the Charles Nelson Reilly sweater.
It's not that hot.
His pipe.
Yeah.
He's got the pipe.
And the ascot. Go ahead, say it.
And the ascot.
Thank
I said
you.
It. Okay.
All right.
And
I'd
Ryan.
Love to do that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, he didn't invite us, but we invited ourselves. So,
we're there. That's half the panel.
Well, and then we can get arrested. It's already taken care of itself. Match Game specific or just a live game show?
Well, there are other ones we've talked about as well, but the Match Game was always the one I thought would be the easiest one to start with.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you had a decent panel.
Right.
It seems like a good enough thing to do to have a nice live show and have people partake.
Yeah.
And get involved.
It would be fun for the crowd. And, you got a lot of you know, you got to know the
just
right.
Just start there. You can move on to press your luck.
Ooh,
you
no
can
whammies.
Move on to
password.
Yeah, password. Yeah.
Hollywood Squares would be great if we had a higher stage.
Right.
That would be fantastic.
We've actually tried to work
Or actually, it'd be kind of fun, though, because you don't have a higher stage. You know, just everybody that scrunched the squares this big. And you have to sit
use
on somebody's
space.
Back. Right?
Use the space.
Somebody on their hands and knees, somebody sitting on them for the second, and then somebody on top of them.
Rosemarie is sitting on my shoulders.
Just, we just have like three step ladders.
Yeah.
It's more like a Hong Kong square.
Right, exactly.
Shanghai Square.
Whoa. they're all just lying perpendicular with their face.
Yeah.
Just stuck out. That would be great.
Okay, this is a license to print money, my friend.
Exactly.
And people would come out for that.
They
you
would.
Know what? You get the best audiences of and the most unique audiences. Where do they come from?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
You get for RX, I didn't know anybody in those. They were full houses. I didn't know anybody. They were there just to see the show, which is an unusual thing. Usually we just go to each other's stuff.
Right. Yeah.
That's been one of the nice things, which is one of those things that, hey, you had an idea and it actually worked out this way. But one of the hopes was that, you know, to have a theater with your own space on its own is just so hard to do financially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and nobody wants to fund you in the first few years anyway, even if you're lucky enough to get that ever, you know, real sizable funding. So we thought, well, you know, if we can have a restaurant and get these people here and use those people and market to them to get them. We've actually had a lot of folks, you know.
Who come in for dinner and
just
then
go upstairs.
Usually they'll come in for dinner.
One time.
See some sort of advertisement for something and think, oh, well, that looks interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, always be pushing them to follow us on something or another, you
right.
know, Facebook, whatever, and then
but
just keep
to,
hitting
yeah.
them and hitting them.
Right.
But yeah, it's I would have to say we probably have the least theater crowd.
Totally,
theater,
which is fantastic.
Which is great.
Which is nice. Yeah.
Which is what everybody wants. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Yeah. I mean, which is great. That's how you expand your base and get people to come to something they wouldn't normally see. So yeah, that's great. Yeah, I've noticed that too when I've been to a bunch of shows there.
And it's nice being in the Highlands.
I think that helps. I mean, you know, you are centrally located on the corner of Bardstown Road and Speed Avenue. All right, well, you guys, hey, Doug, mind if we go upstairs?
Sure.